This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening wherever they're listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget about the great people out there working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana, and the frozen tundra on those big rigs, as well as the Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, not to forget about the Merchant Marine either. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello again.
Good morning.
Okay, a little update, folks, on Nashville, because I had a couple more people chime in here, send me a message. I do have some pictures. One of my Facebook friends, who's a news reporter up there in Nashville, Tennessee, Chris Conte, I posted them on my page, Matt Bruce, so you can see the early damage that's there, and it's substantial in the area where it struck. There is one building, looks like it's a warehouse, that is torn all to pieces, and everything is everywhere. And there's also a picture of a car lot, which looks like as if it went right through the middle of one of the car lots up there and did a lot of damage. And it's just, I can't tell which side of the football stadium it is, but it's just one side or the other of the football stadium. So I'm going to guess, because they're saying it's downtown, I'm going to guess it's probably to the east of I-65, I'm guessing. But that's a guess on my part. But anyway, back to Denise Simon. What did Senator Ron Johnson do yesterday?
He is calling a committee vote to issue a subpoena. And the subpoenas would deal with Burisma.
Okay.
Because Blue Star was one of the lobby groups. And Andriy Telezenko has provided documents to the committee. So now this is on the heels of Ukraine also opening an investigation into the Biden/Burisma. So
right.
This is kind of an interesting dynamic that we have going on here, because we can see where the Democrats are lining up to keep Bernie from having the nomination. And so we have Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar, who bailed out of their campaign race, presidential race, and they have joined forces with Biden. And that also includes Beto O'Rourke. So those three were with Biden last night, I think in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise known as Gillies. Anybody remember Gillies?
Gillies. It's Gillies. Gillies. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Yep. Had about 750 people there, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, and it made it, he made a couple of gaffes there last night anyway. So this would be kind of interesting because if they take the nomination away and have a contested convention in Milwaukee, then they're putting all their weight behind Biden.
Yep.
But now you've got two paths that are working to investigate Biden, so that whole thing is looming. So if that kind of blows up his campaign, that now leaves Bloomberg.
Yeah.
We know that Warren's not going to get it. So I would say we might have a real October surprise this year.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. The convention looks like depending on what Bernie's going to wind up doing here, California's the key to everything. 34% of the delegates right now are coming up today. And it looks like Bernie's going to get the vast majority of the ones in California, which will give him a substantial lead. Whether or not that puts him out way in front to be where he needs to be, don't know. But it looks like we're going to have what's called a brokered convention.
Correct. Contested, correct.
Yep, and that's what they want, right? Because they think that they can...
they don't want Bernie to be the nominee. So
right.
That's why they're going to end up with a brokered convention where they're trying to gear everything towards Biden. But he would be an easy... it would be an easy win for Trump against Biden. Mm-hmm. But we may not even have a Biden if these other two investigations, gain some traction.
Yeah, which enter into the mix again, the Wicked Witch of the West, not Nancy Pelosi. Well, let's call her the Wicked Witch of the East. Hillary Clinton, who's sitting there.
Well, this one's going to be kind of interesting because Judicial Watch won a decision by Judge Lamberth, I think, where Hillary, Cheryl Mills, I'm trying to think of the tech guy that set up the servers. can't remember his name. Anyway, those three are set to give in-person testimonies on the email server. Now, Hillary's going to claim, I don't remember anything, but they've also gone to Google to get those documents.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and Kathy Curtis, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, this could be your lucky day, folks. If you go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there in the right tab, you could have the opportunity to not only win a free gun a day giveaway, but you might also be able to sign up and enter yourself in the drawing for the $25,000 cash giveaway, which is going to take place after Labor Day. So sign up for the gun, sign up for the cash, and good luck with both. USCCA, the logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And before we get to our telephone line, our caller, I'm going to go to Denise Simon. Looks like as if we may have some injuries reported now coming out of Nashville, Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes. We don't know what, but it's being reported by local media, CNN and Associated Press.
Okay, because I see the pictures and I can see the people. And again, you'll see some of the pictures on my Facebook page, Matt Bruce. You'll see the people coming out in the street with clothing in their hands out of a building. It looks like it might be an older building that was made into apartments. I'm just guessing because I don't, and there's a lot of that in Nashville, by the way, so there you go. But anyway, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is, so here we go. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
A couple things for Denise tonight. One, what is the disposition of the Hillary disposition, I should say, or what are the ramifications of that? And the other thing is we need to bring the critical supply chain back to the United States, you know, like medical supplies in particular. And then if we manufacture stuff here, they'll make more jobs and also maybe train some of the youth to bring more jobs back to them, which they need more in particular than the other people do. All right, that's it.
right. Well, medical supplies, I'll address it this way. They outsourced a bunch of that stuff because of the labor. And I think Johnson & Johnson was a big one that moved a plant over to China, if I'm not mistaken. But you go ahead there, Denise.
85% of the ingredients that go into our prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs are manufactured in China. The rest are made in India. We are working diligently to bring back some of that manufacturing, and if they cannot do that fast enough, because we haven't manufactured those kinds of things here since about 2007, which is when our last pharmaceutical operation closed here in the United States, they made penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at other countries, and we are looking, interestingly enough, at the countries that are causing us immigration problems, so we wouldn't have those immigration problems. And that includes Honduras and, you know, El Salvador and so forth, which would be very smart. But we are certainly giving that a very long, hard look. If for nothing else, they may have to expand what is in India, because China obviously is a hostile country to the United States.
Right.
As far as Hillary goes, the judge gave Hillary and...
Cheryl Miller,
but I can't remember this other guy's name. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
That testimony has to be completed in 75 days from the date of his order.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're going to contest it, but I don't think it'll go anywhere. Do you?
No, he's furious about it. He's actually said in his ruling that this was never resolved, and he wants to get to a final resolution, period, end of report. This thing for Judicial Watch, I think, is 6 years old.
Yeah.
So he wants to, kind of restore some things here. It's obvious that there were laws that were broken, and so he wants to get to the bottom of it for sure.
Now, I got a question here from one of our listeners. This is... it's obviously a Jewish name. Ishram, I think, is the way I'm saying that. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it, but he's from New York City. He says, we understand from the news, but not the polling numbers. We haven't seen any in Israel that Benjamin Netanyahu is one seat short of a majority. Can you elaborate?
He's absolutely correct. He's one seat short of forming a government. But these kinds of things take several days to work out, and it could be that some of the other political parties may, in fact, give up a seat. But Netanyahu is much better off this time. They had a 71% turnout in this vote,
mm-hmm.
the highest so far. So Netanyahu, they have to negotiate in order to get enough seats for the Likud party, and this will likely be, he will likely be quite successful, but yes, he's way ahead of the Blue and White Party, and we hope they can sit this now beside them.
Okay.
Set it aside and get it resolved.
We have another caller. I believe I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, good morning, Kathy. Good morning. Denise. Yes. How has the liberal left policy of tax increase killed the Made in America label and forced a lot of manufacturing overseas, especially into China? Now we are at the mercy of China with regards to supply chain, different items that are made and sent back over here for us to buy.
Okay, what's the question?
Well, that was a question. How has the liberal policy of tax increases forced manufacturing to leave the United States and go overseas to have things that are made over there?
Okay, I can answer part of that, and then we'll get to Denise. Okay, first of all, Denise, they taxed them out in my section. We used to have I believe it was Bristol-Myers, and they made penicillin, and they made other products in Syracuse, New York, and they literally taxed them right out of existence to where they forced them to move out of the area. But when they moved, they didn't just move out of the state. They moved out of the country.
Well, what is really happening here, you know, you have to kind of look for a silver lining, and we have found now that we have some opportunities to fix some of the real flaws that we have. And one of the things that, you know, would keep America, protected, because in most cases the FDA does not inspect what comes back from China. They're
wow.
outside the purview. Yes. As a matter of fact, there was a couple of drugs, a particular notice that did get tested as a kind of an inspection thing coming from China that was really quite detrimental. About 85% of one particular drug wasn't even up to any kind of standard. So this is a situation where Congress has known about this for quite some time. There was a big write-up in last year about this very thing, and you know, we got caught in this particular situation with our pants down. And fascinatingly enough, I would say, since Pelosi is speaker, that she didn't rally anybody in her Democrat caucus to kind of clean this mess up, especially after we've been talking about reducing the price of prescription drugs. So now we have some opportunities, and I think that Trump has tried to address some of those already, because he had a large meeting yesterday with a couple of pharmaceutical manufacturers to see what we can do to change this thing. Now, kind of turn on and bring that business back here, that manufacturing business here, and turn those lights back on and get it going will take some time, because we haven't done it in so many years. And I mean a lot of years.
Correct.
So I wouldn't expect a close and a fix in that supply chain anytime soon, but at least it's part of the discussion. Very happy with that.
Right. And, okay. Now, one last little thing before we run totally out of time. Chris Matthews signed off last night, minute and 50 seconds into the show, said, "That's it. I'm done. I'm retiring." And that was it. He left, got up, walked out of the studio.
Sure did.
And turned it over to somebody that was totally lost, but that's okay. That's going to happen for a little while anyway.
Well, I think there was obviously discussion between he and the management, but nobody told anybody else. So he just got on the air and spoke for about 90 seconds. And
well, I want you to know that I suggested you as a replacement.
No, thank you. But
okay.
No, I appreciate it.
Because I've been asked three times if I wanted to do something with him, and I said no three times. But I figured, what the heck, here's your chance. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, of course, MSNBC, no way, Jose. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Politics front and center in the news as three Democrats are out of the race. All three backing Joe Biden for president, with the hope of denying socialist Bernie Sanders the nomination. Amy Klobuchar dropping out Monday, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete both calling it quits over the weekend.
I talked to Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who President Trump calls Mini Mike because of his height, says he's in it to win it. He tells supporters in Virginia,
and I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented their country and their states very well, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
By the way, Bloomberg has spent an astounding $500 million on campaign ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our Military Veterans News Report number 2 of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Website, naa.edu. naa.edu. Two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about those two locations right after you get done hearing to the National Aviation folks. And here they are.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. Now, one of them happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here on the west side of Tampa Bay. And we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school, that many have chosen to go to a technical or a vocational school to learn a trade. But what they don't tell you is if you learn one of those skilled trades,
like a plumber or electrician or carpenter or pipe fitter or welder or maybe a heavy equipment operator, that you more than likely are going to start out in a union position. And when you do, that position is going to not be at full pay. It's going to be at 80% pay. They don't tell you that. And the other thing they don't tell you is you're going to be an apprentice, in some cases for as long as a year. So you're not going to make the top dollar for a year. You're going to be just sitting there, literally spinning your wheels. Well, how would you like the opportunity to work a 40-hour week for about $60,000 a year? You can do it as an aviation maintenance tech trained by the National Aviation Academy. Now, I will tell you that with the two locations, the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, you get to pick the place where you want to go, and off you go into the wild blue yonder, pardon the pun, as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And we're going to go to the phone lines real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wyoming. Where are you, Captain? How you doing, sir?
How are you doing up there in Wyoming? What's the weather like? Did you get some snow?
Boy, yesterday it was slicker than snow on a gold tooth. Today it's dry as bone, sir. Yeah, I'm trucking right on down the road here, just hauling balls.
You didn't get caught in that bad thing out there on I-80, did you, in Wyoming?
Negative. That was 140 cars and vehicles in two different wrecks. Yeah, that was a really bad deal, sir. Really, really bad.
Yeah, several people killed. Okay, so what else is going on up there, my man?
Well, so is this primary thing going on today?
Yeah.
Does it happen in Wyoming as well?
Don't think so. Let me look.
I just wondered. I'm going to be voting in November. Don't get me wrong, but I just wanted to make sure that Elvis is supposed to get out there and get her done today as well.
Nope.
I'm a night guy, but I'll stay awake.
Nope. Not, you're not one of the 14 states today. Super Tuesday.
I let off the hook. Okay,
yep.
Good.
All righty.
All right. Well, Trump 2020 and Independence Day 2020 is the National Militia Against Tyranny Day. 10-2 in your local jurisdiction.
All righty.
On your Facebook page again, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much. You got
America
it.
Loves you. God bless you.
All right. Take care, my man. All right. And that's William up there trucking along in Wyoming. Now, the Army is not going to follow the Marine Corps, their lead, and rename the Confederate bases. Now, the Marines are trying to get rid of all the Confederate paraphernalia that's on their bases and whatnot. But the Army says they have no plans to mirror an order by the Marine Corps Commandant instructing his subordinates to remove Confederate-related paraphernalia from bases across the world. Now, the Army also is doing something else. With adversaries amassing long-range precision weapons, the Army is asking Congress for more than $1 billion in 2021 to develop hypersonic missiles for offense and missile-killing lasers for defense. Now, the Navy's got some of those lasers on their ships right now. And that's one of the things they put on their littoral ships, I know. So, hypersonics, of course, their funding is up 86% from last year. And high-energy lasers have soared a stunning 209% because of the capabilities they have of bringing down an incoming missile from miles away. So, there you go. Also, the Army's newest Medal of Honor recipient has been promoted now. He is a sergeant major. Now, leaders from the U.S. Army 3rd Special Forces Group, Airborne, promoted Medal of Honor recipient Master Sergeant Matthew Williams to the rank of sergeant major on Friday. Congratulations to him. Well-deserved honor. By the way, the U.S. Navy Secretary Designate Kenneth K.J. Braithwaite has now been officially nominated by President Donald Trump to be the next Navy Secretary. Braithwaite is currently the U.S. Ambassador to Norway. So, there you go. And he's been acting in the interim, but now he will be named as the Navy Secretary, and he is a Navy man. By the way, the Huntington Ingalls Industries Mississippi Shipyard delivered the future amphibious assault ship Tripoli to the Navy. We'll see where that's going to be stationed, how that's going to work out. And as soldiers begin arriving in Europe for the massive Defender Europe 2020 exercise, a convoy of Navy, Military Sealift Command, and merchant ships are testing the movement of Army equipment across the Atlantic Ocean for the first time since before the end of the Cold War. And a lot of you that have parents that were in World War II, moms or dads, that were on those victory ships, they called them victory ships, that took the troops over to England and France during World War II and then brought them back home again by ship. They'll tell you stories about that. By the way, there's one of those victory ships in Tampa right here. I think it's the USS Victory is what it's called. Over there, right downtown by the, where the cruise ships come in. You can go on there and take a look at it, take a tour at it. Also, the USS Eisenhower, since its surprise deployment last week, the USS Eisenhower has been clearing a path for cargo ships full of Army equipment bound for the major ground exercise in Europe. The first drill simulating a contested crossing of the Atlantic since 1986. So the USS Eisenhower is out in front of all that. And the future of the Air Force's bomber fleet will be the B-21 Raider, now under development, and a heavily modified version of the Cold War-era B-52 Stratofortress, so says Lieutenant General David Nahum, Deputy Chief of Staff for Plans and Programs. How about that? And we do have some Marines, by the way, that are vying for a chance at the 2020 Summer Olympic Games. Good luck to them. A handful of leathernecks are competing for the coveted spots on Team USA in their respective sports for the Summer Olympic Games set to begin in July in Tokyo. We wish them well. And the Marine Corps will also shell out some $64 million to the Michigan-based Trijon Company to supply Marines with the latest rifle scope. How about that? How about that? By the way, coming up, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Market's looking pretty good. Futures are all up. Everything's in the green. It was way up earlier. Now it's down a little bit, but it's up. Up is better than down. And let's see here. Eric has jumped in there. Good morning, Eric. How the heck are you? And he's, Communist China would not exist without Western capitalism. Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. Coming back, folks, with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my uptown girl, my Jersey girl in Georgia, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, operate the Double D Ranch right there in Charleston, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, I will be there for my Have Lunch for the Captain series Thursday, 12 noon. I'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And if you haven't been there and you're down here from the north and you're visiting, that's a must to go into the Freedom, to go into the Mixon Fruit Farm Store and take a look at all the stuff that they have there in the old country store they've got and take a little tour around the Grove and all that stuff. You get a chance to see some things that you won't normally see. And, again, the food, The sandwiches they have, they specialize in their sandwiches. Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Mixon's Fruit Farm, the best BLT sandwich I've ever had, with applewood bacon stacked high. The amazing Superman and the nightclub subs. Oh boy, the Superman sub is just that. It's a big one. And the forklift burger, large and in charge. And then, don't forget, Chris Markowski's favorite, the orange swirl ice cream. The orange swirl ice cream. So, you can call ahead if you want to place an order, 941-748-5829. They're open at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're open till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. Check them out today. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, an update. We're following the tornadoes in Nashville, Tennessee. Happened a couple hours ago. At least two tornadoes touched down early Tuesday in Tennessee. One that hit downtown Nashville caused extensive damage. There may be some injuries. We're not sure of how many or what kind. We've got two different news agencies reporting injuries. And the tornado continued and stayed on the ground into Hermitage, Tennessee, about 10 miles east of the city. So it was on the ground for quite a ways, and we've got an affiliate in Hermitage. We did hear from a couple of our people there in the area, so they said that they were okay, but that storm is still, there's still a tornado watch and a tornado warning in that area of Tennessee. So you guys and gals, I-40, Nashville area, I-65 north-south, pay attention. You might be driving into some bad weather, and just be careful. Now, Mr. Chris, Bibi Netanyahu thinks he won, but we don't know because we haven't seen any numbers. We've just seen the exit poll. And if it's the way it's working out, he's got 60 of the 61 seats he needs. Is he going to get that 61st seat?
I'm reading the same news articles trying to figure out that one this morning myself. I don't know as of yet, but it's, as it looks right now, it looks like that he has won. So we shall see.
Okay, well, he needs 61 to vote, to govern. Otherwise, we're right back where we were before. He's one short or whatever, and they'll have to govern jointly, and that doesn't really work. By the way, Chris Matthews, I've met him, but I've never been on his show, and I think you've been on his show, have you not?
No, I've never been on Chris's show. I've met him as well on several occasions.
Well, he sort of stepped in it a little bit, and I'm not really sure how this all came about, but he decided that he'd pull the plug, and after a minute and 50 seconds of coming on saying hello last night on Hardball, he also said, this is my last show, I retire, I'm leaving, walked out the door at the end of the first break and did not come back.
I think Chris is, you know, he's not exactly, you know, wouldn't put him in the woke category, which is so popular nowadays. I mean, he's made gaffes throughout his career, but everybody makes gaffes. He's been on the air for almost 20 years, and 19 years with Hardball, and then on other shows prior to that. I mean, he's been said some things that were kind of cringeworthy over the years, and I get that. But, you know, this is just another lynching. He hasn't said anything worse than Joy Reid has said or other people on the network. And what they're going after him now, basically, I read it. I read the what the lady was complaining about. It's basically akin to a pickup line, for crying out loud. It was nothing. It was actually, you know, something that many women would find flattering. So to me, it's patently absurd. We're getting to this point in time where we're going to just, you know, start taking people out based upon just casual conversation here, there, in the workplace. What are we going to do? We might as well keep everybody separated all the time, and so nobody can be offended or made to feel a little bit uncomfortable because someone made a comment. It's nuts. It really is. I feel bad for the guy. I don't like him as far as his the way he covers things. I don't believe in his politics by any stretch. I didn't watch his show. I did. And actually, one of the funnier moments in TV, man, I'm sure you remember, during the 2004 Republican National Convention when Zell Miller challenged him to a duel. You remember
that?
Yeah,
I do.
That was pretty funny. But listen, I don't think people should lose their job because of nonsense like this. I really don't. It's a really, really, I think, you know, we use that phrase all too often, slippery slope. We're at the water slide park, if you ask me.
Now, the stock market yesterday rebounded quite nicely, and I'm looking at the futures, and again, we have to be careful when we look at futures. They are pretty much, everything's in the green right now, what I'm looking at, and a few minutes ago, it was way up. Now it's just up. It's going back and forth, but it's still staying in the green.
Yeah, well, even yesterday, futures were all over the map, and then, you know, off to the races we go. I told your listeners last week, this type of volatility is impossible to time. So don't participate in any of this stuff. It's when yesterday everybody, look at this largest point game in history. Who cares? I mean, honestly, who cares? This type of volatility, it's not healthy overall. It's a lot of electronic trading. It's a lot of nonsense. It's media driven crap. And I'm going to be telling you this is right now. A year from now, you're not going to remember it. It's going to be a distant thing. You're not going to remember it with the relative short period of time.
Here's
why you don't trade over short term.
Here's what I'm remembering right now. I'm looking at the Dow futures, and they're up even higher than what they were yesterday at the current time right now in the numbers I'm looking at.
And which, again, it's great, but it's meaningless. You know, the key with your money and your portfolio is, when do you need your money?
Yeah.
If you need to have access to your cash within 5 years, you should not be in stocks. You should be in cash and cash equivalents. I am almost 100% in stocks. Tell you me, I don't need that money. I'm not going to need it for a long time. I'm investing for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. The money that I have put aside for my kids' education, because I have a son going to school in 2 years, that's in cash. I don't have that in stocks. Why? Because I need that in 2 years. And a two-year time frame for stocks is too short a period of time. If you understand this and invest like this, when you have all of these hiccups and nonsense that takes place in the market, you can take advantage of it rather than worry about it.
Is he going to Syracuse?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, too bad. Lacrosse scholarship.
Yes, he got one. He got one. He's not Syracuse.
All righty. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, the other thing is the Atlanta Fed lifted their GDP estimate up to 2.7%. It was down in the ones, and they raised it up to 2.7% amidst everything that's been going on right now because more people are buying American right now.
Yeah, this is going to be a trend, too. The supply chain, you know, stuff that has happened with China, many American companies are going to start saying, oh, hold on a second here. You know, it might be a little bit better to be building plants in other places or diversify our supply chain to a little bit greater of a degree. And again, you know, let's be honest. If you're not getting away with the slave labor of the old days in China anymore, the price has definitely gone up. Labor costs have definitely gone up.
You remember the penicillin plant we had just before you went to Carrier on, Thompson Road that was there at the corner of Thompson and James, right on the corner there?
I don't remember that, Matt. I'm sorry.
All right. It was there when you went to college, but they moved it out, and they literally taxed it out of existence because all these drug companies are making all this money. Well, they decided to say, okay, screw you, and they moved their plant and went overseas. I think they went to China, to be honest with you. But anyway, those are the kind of plants that we're starting to get back again.
Yeah, it's not going to come back to Syracuse, New York, that's for sure. Why would you go back where those taxes in the state of New York? You're going to go somewhere else.
Yep. All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be right back with Ron Edwards. Coming up right after the top of the hour. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.